Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And you know a brother's excited. Finally, the NBA Finals are here. Los Angeles Lakers versus the Miami Heat. They gonna get it on because they don't get along. It starts tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we got lots to say about it. Lots to talk about. It's storylines galore. I mean galore. And we're going to get all into it. At the bottom of the hour, we got Eddie House, friend of the show, NBA champion, and still a sharpshooter. We got Byron Scott, three-time NBA champion, former NBA coach of the year, and of course, one of the great Lakers. He will join us in the second hour. So we are all NBA, but still, a little bit of football, a little bit of baseball to get into as well. Let me introduce my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing great. Started my day with breakfast and baseball at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
I guess so, out there, right?
Oh, my God.
And you probably were watching it that game till about 3 or 4 p.m. Pacific time. Or
I bet
3
just
p.m.
about.
That was the Cincinnati-Atlanta was that first.
That was
wasn't that the
right,
first game?
That was a 13-inning game, and just so many chances squandered by Cincinnati. But Atlanta gets the big W, Freddie Freeman with the big hit, a walk-off. And, yes, 8 games, Chris, today, which is just unbelievable, and they're still going on. So we'll get into a little of that as well.
Games all over the place.
And you know what? If it's the baseball playoffs, that means that the Minnesota Twins are going to lose.
So I didn't know. As I picked them to get to the World Series, which is ridiculous, I guess.
When you think about where they are now.
Unbelievable. All right, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this thing going. All right, we got super producer Rob G in the house. We got Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos on this Worship Wednesday. And on the updates, it's our man, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Now, here I am, you know, as I do every day. I get on the internet and read and check, you know, ESPN.com, check The Athletic, you know, check Bleacher Report, The Ringer, you know, various sites, Yahoo, and Deadspin. Yes. And as I look at Deadspin for my partner, Rob Parker, I like to support a brother. He does
Rob
a great
Parker.
Job writing these stories. If he's writing, he's ripping, except for baseball, Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz. But otherwise, if he's writing, he's ripping. But I read this story today that, and I've been on TV all week long saying the Heat have no chance. The Heat are going down in 5. This is a mismatch of epic proportions. And then I read this article by Rob Parker saying that, hold the phones. These Miami Heat look familiar. They look like the 2004 Detroit Pistons. You didn't predict the upset, as that Pistons team, of course, upset Shaq and Kobe's Lakers in 5. So first thing I want to know is, what is your pick? Are you picking the upset? And 2, explain yourself. why you think this is the 04 Pistons.
This is, and when I say that, of course they're not a mirror, exactly a mirror image. It's more about team versus Titans. And sometimes I think people look at when you have the big stars, and you remember, Chris, Shaq and Kobe, and I'm going to make the pick. The Lakers should win this, but I'm going to pick Miami. I'm going to pick Miami in the upset.
Hot take.
So I am. I'm just
There's
going.
There's not a fiber of your being that believes it, but you know what? Hot take!
But you know what? I tell you before, and you know I'm willing to step out there. I did it with the Dodgers and the Nationals, and you remember, we both talked about it. Like, the Dodgers should have won. Am I right? No doubt about it.
They're the better team.
They're the better team.
In the National League, at least for what?
Five, six years.
Yeah.
And they wind up losing. Sometimes you come across and you see something that's so lopsided. And that was why it reminded me. As you know, Chris, you were there. You covered 2004 NBA Finals. I was there. Obviously, I was a columnist in Detroit during that time. And I remember it wasn't a homer. People not
Why
saying.
Why did you have pom-poms then?
No, never pom-poms. But I did say that there was something about that team, and sometimes if you have the right mix and people underestimate you a little bit or take you for granted and think that just having the two best players is all you need, you can sometimes pull an upset. And we've seen many upsets in sports. I'm telling you, on paper, I can't make the argument on paper. But games aren't always won, and series aren't always won strictly on paper. If that's the case, there would be no such thing as an upset. I love what they've put together, Chris. Here's a couple things. Obviously, to me, if they cannot play in the half court, the Lakers aren't the greatest half court team. I think they rank 19th. Playing half court. Obviously, Miami has to own the three-point line, and the Lakers, who have played better from the three-point line, Chris, than earlier, if they struggle at all or don't make those threes that they have when those other guys, and I'm talking about, I know what LeBron and AD is going to give you. That's not the issue. Right. It's about the other people. You know, playoff Rondo, does he revert to regular season Rondo? There's Kyle Kuzma, is he inconsistent, Kyle Kuzma? Does KCP go back to bricking? Does Danny Green not make any threes when he's wide open? There's a lot of things that would have to also figure out along with
free throws too.
Right, along with the Heat doing a lot of things right and playing it right. There's very little small room for error. And I remember what happened with the Pistons. They jumped on the Lakers in game one, lost game two, and then wind up going to Detroit to win the next three. So my bottom line is the Heat aren't here by accident. They've knocked off the King of the Hill in Giannis, and Milwaukee was the best team in the league. They also, you know, when you look at that Celtics team, Chris, talent-laden, supposedly the greatest young basketball coach out there. They beat him and pretty convincingly. So they haven't. It's not like somehow guys were hurt, nobody was in their way, and they kind of skated in. No, they went through it. They beat the teams that were in front of them. And I'm going to say, I want to say seven games, but I think that's too, magical.
Fairy-tale-ish.
Too magical and fairy-tale-ish. I'm going to say they got to get it done in six if they're going to beat them. I'm going to pick the Miami Heat in six.
I'll give you credit for your guts. And look, you're not the first one or the only one to say, hey, they remind me of the 04 Pistons. I think part of it is that, you know, there have only been two teams, Rob, in NBA history that won championships without, like, a bona fide superstar.
No
doubt.
That
was the 79 Seattle Sonics.
Yep.
And they were a number one seed, you know, and they had been to the finals the year before against Washington. It was a rematch in 79, and Seattle won it. And then, like you said, the Pistons in 04. Here's where the differences come into play, though. That Pistons team, like, they had none of those guys became superstars or probably Hall of Famers. I mean, Chauncey Billups probably has a chance. But none of them at this point certainly are Hall of Famers. But they were stars for in high school, college, and even eventually in the pros. They were stars. They weren't superstars, but they had major league talent. Like Chauncey Billups was the number three pick.
But it was
that
on
means
six
you're
teams.
Expecting, yeah, but I'm saying you're expecting him to do big time things because he's when you're drafted that high. Rasheed Wallace, a number four pick, and you remember Sheed. He was one of the biggest high school stars. So was Chauncey. They both were two of the biggest high school stars in their class. And then Rip Hamilton was a seventh pick. So those three, that's much different from the Heat. That team, Rob, as you know, you were close to that team. They had experience. Chauncey's in his ninth year at that point. Sheed, I believe, was in his seventh year. You know, or Sheed, I'm sorry, was in his ninth year. Chauncey was in his seventh. Ben Wallace was in his eighth year. Rip was in his fifth year. This team, other than Jimmy Butler, and Goran Dragic, they are young. I mean, Tyler Hero was playing high school basketball 2 years ago. Duncan Robinson was playing Division III basketball 5 or 6 years ago. You know, these guys, Bam Adebayo's in his third year after what? One and done, I believe, at Kentucky. Like, they are young. These guys, some of these kids, and I know they got heart and they've got fortitude and they've shown that they, you know, they're ready for the big moments. But a lot of these kids grew up idolizing LeBron. And then on the flip side, Rob, in the other locker room, you know it. It's not, I'm not saying it's an excuse. The Pistons beat them fair and square. But that Lakers team was falling apart. Shaq and Kobe were at each other. Malone was old and banged up in that series. Gary Payton was never happy there because they ran the triangle and that didn't fit his game. I think he averaged 4 points in that series. And then Kobe was going through the Colorado mess, you know, going back and forth to trials during the, not during that series, but during the playoffs leading up to it. And so that team was falling apart. And this Lakers team is together. They're united. LeBron is very focused. So I get what you're saying. And obviously it makes sense on some level. But I think these are two different circumstances. I don't think this Miami team is as good as that Detroit team was.
I'm not saying they are because obviously the Detroit team won a championship. So you can't put them on that level. I'll never be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, they'd have to win
first. I mean, if they win it,
and then
yeah,
I'd have
then
to look at
props.
Them.
Right.
The only thing I'll say is, in this era of super teams and, not having a competitive balance and whatnot, to me, Miami makes up what I consider to be just a team. Like a team put together that I like. And that's what I think more
now,
so.
I
and I said
your
that.
Column, you said they were the best team since that 04 Pistons.
Yes.
The team that was built. But hold on, I gotta push back.
Yep.
How about Golden State before they got Durant? I mean, that was a team built.
Yeah.
All their draft picks, you know what I mean?
I just maybe
that wasn't
because,
like a super team until they just showed how good, you know what I mean? But that was organic.
Yeah, I guess I think that's fair, but I guess I was looking at it from the organic state of by the time
Spurs.
Even they won. But by the time they won, Steph was a star. Steph is a one-name star. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
where there's no.
They were stars, yeah. I'm just saying they were an organic team, though. They weren't a super
team. I get that, but I'm saying they're not a star like when you say any of those Pistons or any of these Heat players on that caliber. Steph, you say, is the greatest guard. Small guard, whoever played. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't have anybody you could put in that category. That's why I didn't include them. That's all.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you getting the 04 Pistons vibes from this Miami Heat team? And what's your NBA Finals predictions? Rob's got the Heat in 6. I've got the Lakers in 5. What say you? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. But first,
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, this is the Miami Heat theme song for the 2020 bubble finals. You gotta pray. You better pray, because you in trouble. You in trouble. This ain't Giannis. This ain't Jason Tatum, baby. It's LeBron James. All right, LeBron, did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's right. 15% on top of what Geico already saves you. It's crazy. What are you waiting for? Come on, let's keep it real. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. I've been saying this for 2 months. October 7th is approaching now. Get it done. Visit Geico.com right now to learn more. All right, Rob, let's hit these phones. 877-99 on Fox. Is Rob on to something? Are the Heat the reincarnation of the 04 Detroit Pistons, and will they pull off the massive upset?
Because it would be. When you think of it, Chris, and you've said this before, that Pistons 2004 upset might be the biggest in NBA history. No?
Yeah. And this, honestly, Rob, just because Kobe and Shaq were at such odds, Malone and Peyton were old.
This would be bigger, you think?
I think it might, because, like I said, look, Chauncey, Rasheed, and Rip were like prodigies. You know, they weren't like prodigies like LeBron. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Speaking of North Carolina, All-American. Like, they were big-time players, even though they didn't become superstars.
Speaking of Rip, I talked to Rip Hamilton this morning, Chris. And he was like, I see why people are saying that about Miami. Just about the way that they've been put together.
Right.
And, you know, not having the stars, why people look to them. And why there's an affinity for that 2014.
Well, like that Pistons team, Rob, a lot of those guys have been cast offs, even with the big names. I mean, Chauncey was left for dead. Ben Wallace was left for dead.
Those were cast off and also rans. No doubt about it.
Detroit was crazy when they traded Jerry Stackhouse for
Rip. And if you remember, I don't know if you remember this, Michael Jordan thought he fleeced Joe Dumars and was bragging about it. Because Rip used to be often hurt in Washington, and they never thought he was going to be the player that they thought he could be, and he wound up being it.
Remember, Stackhouse came in the league, I think as a rookie, averaged 20-something. And then he averaged, you know, in Detroit, he averaged 31 year, 29.
He was first or second.
I think
he was second. All right, let's get to the call. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. So now, if Chris is big time in the NFL during playoff season, I got to say, Uncle Rob, you called it last year. Raptors, was it 3-2?
Look,
maybe
man,
a lot
stop
of money,
giving
man.
Him his flowers. It was injuries galore. Stop.
It is what it is. You got to play with who's out
plays
there.
Healthy,
Chris, you
stop
can't
it.
Do that. Can you let him talk? Go ahead.
Uncle Rob called it to the game. 4-2, he called it to the game. Maybe about 2 G's last year. But anyways.
Let me say this, Sean, real quick.
So you
real
about
quick.
To bet on the Heat?
Hold on. Let me say
Put
this.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I've actually picked the last three NBA finals exactly. I picked the 4-0 sweep with Golden State.
Ooh, that was tough.
That was a hard one. It's four in a row. I picked 4-1 the year before, and I picked LeBron and them coming back from 3-1. I picked all of those finals.
Rob, everybody was right when Durant got there. Those 2 years, everybody
not
on 4-0, earth was right
not
in those
4-0.
Picks.
Go ahead, Sean. Did we lose him?
We lost Sean.
Oh, sorry about Sean. That's my fault. Amir in Philadelphia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, you two old goats? Before I go on,
I just got to say,
you guys are amazing. You guys make my day. I'm going through so much right now, and I just can't wait to hear y'all calling. I just got to tell y'all that.
Hang in there, man.
And thank you,
hang
man.
Hang in
and
there.
And as the theme song was playing, pray.
Yes.
Don't be afraid
you
to
hang
know.
In there.
Yep.
Thanks, you guys. But Don't get mad at me, Chris. You know I love LeBron and I'm picking the Lakers, but
okay.
I just hear me out. I'm gonna ask you a question. I just think Rob is on to something when I think Rob is on to something when I look at I tend to look at the pro of LeBron, so sometimes I like to look at the cons. And when I look at the cons, I just think about it like this. Their leader is in their 17th year. Their team is top heavy as bleep. If you ask me, I'd rather have Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro over Danny Green and KCP. And AD, you know, let's be real. He's soft. He's coming into the series with an ankle injury, and he just came off a series where he averaged 5 rebounds. And then it's just, I hear you.
You know what this reminds me of? I'm talking to Amir and Rob.
Yep.
I get the L4 Pistons. I mean, it makes sense. But you know who else or what else this is reminding me of? Portland. I mean, how many people were picking Portland a month ago? How many people? I said
they had no shot. I never
you
believed Portland.
You know it's similar, though. Barkley picked them. I think Stephen A. picked it to go 7.
Yeah, I never bought into them.
People were legitimately thinking, man, Portland going, I don't know. Look at Lillard. So, look, I get it. They're different types of teams.
Yeah, what they've gone through to get there. Let's squeeze one more in. I know everybody wanted to get in. I'm sorry. Let's go to Mark in Sacramento. Let's do Mark real quick. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on real quick? Hey, Rob, I expected this out of you. You're consistent, man, so I respect that. I respect what you say. I respect it. But with that being said,
but you disagree.
Yeah, which is fine. But you know where I'm coming from, Mark. Right.
I hear where you're coming from. But now here's where I'm coming from. And I've said this since the beginning. They choked out Portland on the boards. They choked out Houston on the boards. They choked out Denver on the boards. They're going to choke out Miami on the boards. And I love Adebayo. But man, Bam Adebayo. But man, they throwing bodies at, they throwing Dwight and Butt Steak attacking boards. And when LeBron James is getting 16 rebounds, you got a problem.
And I just think, Rob, and look, we'll see. I mean, I can't sit here and say there's absolutely no chance. You know what I mean? But LeBron is focused. Like, I would be, you know, the history with Miami. He knows what's on the line, legacy. You know, fourth title. He's been dogged for only having 3 and 9 tries. Like, you know, I can't imagine him, like, not being focused.
You know what LeBron's record is in the finals the last 9 games?
Probably 1-8 or 0-8.
1-8. I'm just saying.
1-8, yeah. Or 0-9, yeah.
I'm not saying that was Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
He's had a lot of Bayou and Tyler Herro.
He's had a lot of L's in the finals. That's all I'm saying, Chris.
All right. Here we go. We got our man Eddie House coming up, NBA champion, NBA sharpshooter. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's got his own theme music. You know what that means. It is our man, the NBA champion, the three-point sniper still. Even in his advanced age, he's still a three-point sniper. It's our man,
Eddie House. How you gonna say advanced age? He's younger than we are. He's young, well, Eddie
that
House.
That ain't saying much.
What's happening, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. You know, playoff baseball, NBA finals, who would have thunk it, whatever happened.
Hey, let me tell you this.
Great stuff right now.
Your Oakland A's were giving me a heart attack today. Did you see that 9th inning?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I was looking at it, like the alerts and stuff. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, yesterday, I'll tell you what, the ump was squeezing the pitcher yesterday. And every time he squeezed him, he'd give up a big hit or a home run. He gave one up to Abreu right after the ump should have called a strike. Was squeezing him a little bit. I know he's a youngster, but, you know, that's the way to bounce back. A's bounce back, man. This could be our year.
Well, game 3, they have a chance to win the series. They have a chance.
A's, this could be the A's year?
Yeah, this could be the A's year,
please. You'd be better off picking the Miami Heat.
Well,
and you know what? I want the Heat to win, but I'm not going to pick the Heat.
Okay, right. So let's go there.
Tell us
about what you got. I got the Lakers in five. Rob's got the Heat in six. What do you have and why?
I got I definitely want to see Miami win. You know, my allegiance to them, of course. But being realistic and honestly, the way I look at it, I think that you look at the Lakers in six. If the Lakers continue to hit threes like they have been, Rondo hitting timely threes the way he has been.
I agree with that.
They just put so much pressure on the rim. Just with AD and LeBron, they put so much pressure. So if those other guys are able to knock down threes, I mean, and the way that they bounce around on defense and buzz around and their rotations, they're not late. It's just it's going to be tough to beat them.
Eddie, that was part of what I said to Chris before you came on, that if those guys don't do what they've been doing or have are off, that's where the Lakers would be in trouble. I agree with you. Miami has to dominate making threes. And Eddie, they need to play in the half court, not, you know, letting the Lakers get out and run in transition and whatnot. It's got to be more slowed down and half court.
I think they got to make shots. I mean, I think Miami's defense is just as good as the Lakers. To be honest, I think maybe if not better. They have a real rim protector. They have a guy, Jimmy Butler. They got a closer. I really like Miami's team. I just think that is going to take them to out three the Lakers if they're going to win this series. And do they have the talent and some guys out there that can do it? I just don't know on a consistent basis in this moment, their first time being in these situations, would these guys be able to come up big for them?
Eddie, they're also incredibly young. You know, Hero was playing high school ball 2 years ago. Duncan Robinson playing Division III 5-6 years ago. Bam's in his third year. How much of a factor is that? I know Butler and Gorin are older. This Lakers team is full of experience. And obviously, as I said, the Heat are young. How much of a factor do you think that could be?
I think it could play in both ways. You could be so young where you don't care and you're just out there playing. And plus, no home court advantage. So they don't have the distraction of going on the road, being in a hotel, going on the bus ride, and then getting into the stadium and getting heckled. They don't have that. So I think that helps the youngsters. But these big moments, I'm not saying that these guys can't show up in them, but it's a total different big moment from playing in first-round playoffs, second round, or the first game. This is the finals, and you know it's for all the marbles. Every single shot is going to mean something, especially if you are a role player. You know that you have to knock down the opportunities that you get. You got to step in with confidence. And that's the thing to me where I think the experience of the Lakers will come into play. I think you've seen what Rondo has done, has allowed LeBron to play his natural position on the wing, get out in transition, catch the ball with a live dribble, not always having the ball in his hand, dribbling, coming off, making a play for somebody else, but getting a play made for him. So it's going to be tough, man. They're going to have to me, I think the Lakers are going to have to out three, and it's going to be those guys, Miami Heat is going to have to shoot the three ball extremely better than the Lakers, and it's going to have to be Duncan Robinson, Tyler Heroes, and Iguodala and guys like that.
Hey, Eddie, I wrote a column for Deadspin today just saying that this Heat team reminds me of the 2004 Pistons. Not exactly, but it was the Titans against the team. You know, the one-name stars, Shaq and Kobe, against a group of talented players. But at that point, when they all came together with the Pistons, they were cast-offs and also-rans. You know, that people, like, they didn't pan out in their original places where they were drafted and whatnot. What about that whole thing about having a team and not just stars, and not that many teams have won championships that way, but that 2004 team was something special, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were. I mean, you know, and then the Lakers had a lot of turmoil going on over there.
Right.
If you take it back and just think that if those guys have no issues, we'll be having a different conversation, but that's not the case. The case was the Pistons pulled together. They galvanized as a team. Each individual did their job. All the way from the coaching all the way to the last man that was coming off the bench. So it's very similar. And that's a really good analogy as you got the team going against some stars. But let's not forget the Lakers, they got some extremely talented players over there with Rondo. And I think this is the difference, and we've all seen it, and I think you guys will agree with me. Once Rondo was inserted back into the lineup from injury, that team changed dramatically. I mean, right. You look at other guys play with confidence. Kyle Kuzma started playing with much more confidence. He figured out, I'm not going to linger on the perimeter. I'm going to start back cutting while they're looking and nobody's paying attention. He found a way. And I believe that that has a lot to do with Rondo. I know Rondo, and I know the attention to detail and the film watching that he does. And I know that that rubs off on those guys. If it's not those guys sitting with him, watching film, it's when he gets and able to explain to them, sitting on the sideline, watching the game, and showing them these are ways that you can get easy baskets for yourself. So I think that that was just a huge difference for the Lakers right now. And I think Rondo's the X factor. If he plays as well as he's been playing, they're gonna be hard to beat.
Eddie, we got a minute left for your answer. How big of a factor for LeBron? I know he wants to win, period. I know he's a professional, but the fact that he's going against Miami, he's going against Pat Riley, you know, I remember Riley on that dais at that press conference before LeBron made his decision to leave, talking about, do you have the guts? Do you have the fortitude, the heart to stick it out when times get tough? Right. He didn't mention LeBron, but we all knew who he was talking about. And then, of course, you know, there were some that say Riley's the one that told LeBron he made the biggest mistake of his career when he left. How much of a factor do you think all of that is just adding to LeBron's focus to, you know, carry this thing out and finish it off?
Well, whenever you play your former team, especially if you don't leave on good terms, you want to stick it to them. I think it's going to play some, but I think that it's not really the first Pat Riley. I think it's really about him and his legacy. If he's able to pull this off and win three championships in three different cities with three different teams and the longevity that he's played, he'll start having, I believe that when he has an argument to say he's the greatest ever, he has a legitimate argument that we can listen to.
All right,
is he
going to
be
man.
The greatest? No, he's not.
What'd you say?
No, he's not. But I hear you, though.
Right. I know what you
know. It no, adds it, to it, the it, argument.
No,
I, yep,
his,
that's
his,
true.
His point is true that yep. you could have that conversation. If he loses this, there is no conversation to have.
Yeah. We should never talk about it again.
Am I right? There would be no conversation. Right. That would be the end of it.
I definitely agree.
All right, that's our man, E. House. Thanks a lot, brother, as always.
No problem, man. You guys enjoy the game.
All right, you too. More Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm glad this is a Worship Wednesday staple, Alex.
Sing you it, CB! Listen to you. Alex, you sound like a brother doing that right there.
I got all you guys.
All right.
Blue-eyed soul right there.
That's
wow.
That Macedonian in him, right?
Ah, that's right.
There you
Macedonian?
Go.
Born in Alabama.
He's Macedonian.
Are you?
Yes, sir. Both my family's from outside the country. I'm first born.
Wow.
There it is. All right, with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. All right, Rob, let's get to a little baseball. I'm upset.
You should be.
I did a Rob Park. I said, you know what? Let me just go out, think out of the box.
Go on the limb, right?
Right?
I get it.
And I picked Minnesota to get to the World Series. I picked them to lose to the Dodgers in the World Series. But, man, God, they didn't even make it to a third game, man.
No. And you know what, Chris? It's Scott Shapiro, our boss, is the biggest Twins. You know, he's from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother him today or text him. He still owes me a bet from when the Twins played the Yankees a couple years ago.
Well, you picked the Twins, too, this year.
This year, I did.
Yeah, for this
Because I was the same way with you. Chris, they came on at the end of the year, won the division, and they looked good.
Yep.
They looked good. I was like, maybe they finally got it together. And I was like, they got to win. They coming into the playoffs, they had lost 16 straight. Playoff games. Just think about 16 straight.
Unbelievable.
And now it's 18. They set the record in North American sports. No team in Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, the and what am I missing?
NFL, and that would be incredible.
Yeah, to lose that many games.
Straight.
But now they have that record. It's theirs. And I
think, Rob, the way they lost – now, obviously, these players weren't around for most of those losses.
No.
But the way they lost game one where they were in control the whole way, and Polanco has the error at shortstop.
Which is an easy force play.
Inning,
right,
yes.
An easy force play to get out of the inning.
I think that played on, I'm speculating, but I think it played on the minds of the players. Like, is there something to this, or what? We just can't get over the hump. And, you know, obviously today they didn't even put up that as much of a fight as they did in game one.
They only scored, what, two runs, right, in the whole series. That's when you're totally overmatched, Chris. You're playing in your ballpark. Don't forget the wild card. They have all three games in Minneapolis, right?
And I like the 2 out of 3 wild card more than just the one game.
No, it gives you a chance. As we talked about before, Oakland over the last couple of years, Chris, have been wild cards, and they get knocked out. You know, they got one game. They win 97 games. You have one game, you lose, and your season's over after all that. So it was different. But the flip side of the Twins getting knocked out is that America's team to hate, the Houston Astros, are moving on. They got into the playoffs.
They love it. They're embracing the hate. You know what I mean? We heard a Correa's comment. I mean, look, I guess that's what you got to do, right? You're in that position.
It has to be.
And it, you know what? On the one hand, you might think, like, let's say hypothetically they won it. On the one hand, you think, man, that would be horrible for baseball for those cheaters to win. But on the other hand, baseball can perhaps legitimately say, look, okay, they got a little extra advantage, we know, and we punished them. But they were legitimately champions. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right. No, I know what you mean.
This could kind of legitimize that.
Right. Like, they won. Because you got to remember, they would be winning, Chris, without Garrett Cole, right?
Yep.
Who's on the Yankees now. Without Justin Verlander, who had surgery, right? So you would be winning, if you were to win the World Series without those guys and with the other guys who were caught up in the cheating scandal, it would definitely legitimize. But when you look at their batting averages and where they are this year, Chris, and I know it was only 60 games, all of their numbers are down.
Yep.
Not even one guy or two guys, you know what I mean, had a good year. They're all down. And Altuve's the biggest. I mean, he's a shell of himself.
Well, he don't have that machinery on his chest like
or the garbage can being banged.
Right. All right, let me ask you this. What do you think? You know, they kept the DH rule across the leagues for the playoffs. They kept the 3-batter rule that a pitcher must face 3 batters. And they got rid of the, you know, starting extra innings with a guy at second. How you feel about that? I like them. I think they got it right. I think the second base rule was a gimmick that's fine for the regular season, but certainly not in the playoffs. And I don't think the DH rule or the universal DH or the 3 pitchers, or, you know, got to face 3 batters. I don't think those are gimmicks.
No.
They're good for the game, in my opinion. So I like the way baseball did it.
I think you're right. I think it would be cheesy if, Chris, and you lose a playoff game with a guy on second base, bunted over
very
to third,
cheap.
and then a fly ball to the outfield for a sack fly. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
To lose
a
game without giving up a hit, you would be bummed out by that. I think
absolutely.
That's why they couldn't do it.
I agree. And you don't, you know, come on, it's gimmicky. And again, we got it for this season, but, you know, you don't want that in the playoffs. All right, I couple, keep it locked. 2 hours left.